Welcome to your Sprint 4 project area. So for Sprint 4's project, you're submitting a final portfolio of everything that you've done in this whole program so far. It is a compilation of your journey as an arts integration specialist, as well as a way to showcase who you are, what you do, and what makes you unique and special. So in your portfolio, if you look below in the overview area, you'll see exactly what you need to include in your portfolio for it to be successful. You're going to have much of this already done. You need to have your standards alignment maps, your curriculum maps from Sprint 1. You'll need to have your lessons and your assessments from Sprint 2. And these things should reflect any feedback that you received from your coach. You're going to include the presentation that you did from Sprint 3. And in Sprint 4, you're going to add a couple of pieces like your resume, your philosophy, your leadership statement, your goals, those kinds of things. So take a look at that nice list that we've included in the overview section and make sure everything that is in that list is included in your portfolio. We're going to include some examples for you as well so that you can see what previous graduates had submitted in the past so that you can see what some models might look like for you. Now, also be sure to check out the project rubric, because this rubric is very similar to every other rubric that we have in that it has a checklist so that you can easily go through and say, yep, I got that, I got that, I got that. The points are a little different because this is a culminating project, so it's worth 100 points instead of 20. But do be sure to download that to keep yourself on track with how you're going to pull these things together. Now, your final submission can come in two ways. It can come in one of these ways. It's up to you which one you feel is going to showcase you best. You can either submit this all as one PDF document, and it's going to be a big PDF because you have to have all of those components in it, but you'll pull that all together into one cohesive PDF document. Or if you're tech savvy and you like using web tools, you can submit your portfolio on a website. So if you're going to use the website version, I recommend highly either Google Sites, which is totally free, or Wix, W-I-X. Those have very easy templates that you can use. All you have to do is upload your materials into each of those pages. It does highlight you nicely so that when somebody asks, do you have a website? You can say, yes, I do. Here it is. And it's got all of your information in it. But it's not required. So if you are not a tech savvy person, if just hearing me talk about a website is giving you hives right now, don't stress. You can use the PDF version and that will work just fine. One is not better than the other. We just want to provide both options for you because either one is going to work when you go out and showcase who you are and what you do. So that's it. That's your project overview. It's the culminating portfolio. If you have questions, reach out to your coach. We all have been through this before, so we know exactly what you need to submit and how that needs to look. But in the meantime, really take your time with this, dig into that leadership component, and then think about, as you're working through your project, how you're going to create something that showcases who you are and what you can provide as an arts integration specialist. I'm looking forward to seeing your project. Bye for now.